Hello friends, good morning Pierre. This particular podcast is about walking to knots, part two. And it's about walking to knots, hashtag walk to knots. About over 4 miles in and probably 2 miles from the city centre itself. It's walking is a fine way to clear your head, to absorb your being forgiven, and it especially helps you to forgive yourself. I have to say, I always say that, oh look, a bunny rabbit, probably the same one I took a photo of. Hey up, mate. Could actually have stroked him because the reeds looked very thick. I say nettles and such. Anyway, I'm recording at the same place that I recorded last time. However, the difference is I must have come off the canal around about this time to go down to church. So yeah, a big portion of my faith is the constant part of God, which is forgiveness, in that we're always forgiven. And in that, you've got to forgive yourself. So in all of this, just had a text from my landlord, who, even though he's not my landlord, is my landlord. I'm seeing the duckies, I'm seeing nature. Nature's called creation. Dreams and ambitions, what are your dreams and goals now, Will, and how are they being reshaped and formed? Well, I have had a particular dream, which I will not mention, about my future, potentially an assignment from the Lord. But it's the steadfast ploughing of the soil, let's say, that is going to be getting me places. This walk today, for example. And get me a Dan journaling, my routine of work, my routine of journaling, a podcast a day will help. A podcast a day will make for me a way. Jesus' name. So nothing's really changed in the sense of we are looking towards general outcome. Generalized salvation, which is an all-rounders trick in being a good person, being kind. We ought to touch on that. Good conversation. Yet again, I'll remind you with my friend, you know, God won't forgive me unless I forgive others. Not that I was particularly unforgiving towards another. I just needed some time and space. But on the face of it, and beneath, moreover, beneath the surface, sometimes your contact with another is their only contact. Just like catapulting, slingshotting, because you got no fuel and you got no mates. Your rocket round the Earth, round the Moon, using its gravitational force to sling you back to Earth somehow. Mild thrusters, let's make it. I just pray you have a good walk one day, and that you have you exercise your strong will to make it, align those stars. And sundries is random titbits, paper clips, etc. I've been loaded up. The ingredients to this is obviously personal hygiene, fresh clean clothes, so to speak. But I'm using my tracks, and I've had 3 cherry reds energy drinks. And much of my journey has been urinating down the canal. At one time, I was being scissored in by not only cyclists and runners, but they were female, which is not a good, oh good Lord, which is not a good look. Sometimes I think that my friends aren't my friends, and sometimes, in fact, all the time, God is good, but just remember, He does whatever He wants.